Oh man, I fell in love with her when I saw this video online, man. And it is a smart business owner who's had a solid business in Sacramento for 15 years, who's now stepping over people, cleaning up
disgusting turds.
It's just gross. And you know what? I was so delighted when she picked up the phone today and said, "Absolutely, let's talk." Her name is Lizzie Novak. Lizzie, my gosh, I can't imagine what you've been going through. Describe it.
Well, which part?
Yeah, right.
This past week or. You mean as far as the business closing, correct?
Yeah, about the homeless, okay. Just the issue.
Yeah, okay. You know, Sacramento, it was a really beautiful place. And when I moved my business there about 15 years ago, it was clean. I mean, you have your typical, some homeless people, but in the past, I would say 6 to 8 months. I mean, it started getting progressively worse, but it's shocking at this point. We're talking syringes, crack pipes, broken windows, door kicked in, robbed. During broad daylight, someone pushing me out of the way to come into my shop. This is every day when I get there, something has happened, you know?
Right. You've had your business broken in. You're cleaning up fecal matter on the street and urine. I mean, that's syringes?
Yeah. Syringes all the time. And the fecal matter, that's a good word for it. I used the wrong word in my video, but the fecal matter was something that was almost every day.
And here's what I've noticed about California in particular. We're starting to see some of this in Pittsburgh. In fact, we're just talking about there was a stabbing downtown today. It's a homeless situation. You are the bad guy because you're not compassionate toward these folks that are mentally ill and homeless. Has it become that bad for you?
I got a lot of comments of people saying, "I'm sorry that they have disrupted your life." And I thought,
you know what?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry you have a governor who has whacked out priorities.
I actually heard his response for the first time on another show this morning, and I laughed.
Wait, tell us what Gavin Newsom said. What did he say? Because we played the video of what you were talking about in the car to him. What's his response?
His response, I don't know word for word, but what I got out of it was for me or anybody else to say that it has to do with government is laughable. And I thought, what? How is that? These are the laws that they've put in place for California. I mean, there's Prop 47. If someone broke into my shop and they can't do anything because they didn't steal more than $900 worth of stuff. There's nothing that can be done. They cannot arrest them on the street. If you have a bag of, let's say, I don't know, heroin in your pocket, they cannot arrest you. Apparently drugs are legal now.
And defecation is something that, honestly, that's wide open. They have defecation apps, right? I mean, right?
Wait, I'm sorry, what did you say?
They have an app for your phone.
Yeah, you can see where people have crapped. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's just so... okay, so you've moved. So you closed your business?
I did. I've closed it to the public, per se. I'm doing a few clients here and there because I still need to make a living, and I'm going to take a hit. But I found a new place. I'm actually on the phone with you, and I'm out in front of the new place just waiting to go in and check it out. And so it's going to be fine, but I won't be a business owner anymore. I have to go be an independent contractor and rent a station, which is fine, but with the prices in California, I can't just pick up and do it again. It was expensive.
Oh, my gosh. And so you're supposed to be, first of all, you're victimized by it, but you're compassionate. Mm-hmm. You're compassionate about the problem, but your frustration is with the leadership that allows it to continue and there's no end in sight.
Yes. And like I've said before, I'm a recovering addict myself, so I'm not judging the people and their addictions. I understand, but there comes a point where they just don't want help anymore. And they're offering little bits of help, but what are they doing? We don't have facilities for the mentally ill or the drug addicted. We don't have anything for them. So they apparently think that the compassionate thing to do is leave them on the streets to die and let it affect everybody else. That's not compassion.
And Lizzie, doesn't it become last man out, turn out the lights?
Yeah.
I mean, because there have to be other business owners like you to say the hell with it, right?
Yeah. I wasn't even feeling comfortable being, because I do hair, and I'm sure that you can understand this. You get off work. A lot of people get off work at night. and they want to come get their hair done after work. Well, I don't feel safe after dark there. So there goes that part of the business, you know?
Right, right. So these failed policies.
Yes,
you have failed policies. You have police who can't enforce laws because the laws have been changed by
it's not their fault. Mm-hmm.
Right. So what's your next move? What are you going to continue pestering Newsom?
You know, I think yes. I'm going to continue in some sort of, I don't know. I spoke with Dr. Drew, which was really great, and I think that we are going to go speak to the White House Judiciary Committee about this stuff, but I'm not quite sure when. I'm not sure the details of that.
Well, why wouldn't somebody in Sacramento do something immediately to stop this madness?
Your guess is as good as mine. I'm so shocked that I am a taxpayer who helps this. Let's say the city of Sacramento. I help the city of Sacramento with my. You know, I'm a taxpayer, and I haven't heard a word from anybody. Not the mayor. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. And Marty, you'll love the name of her salon, Sacred Heart.
Oh, my gosh. That's where I went to school.
Yeah, that was the name of Marty's grade school. So your next move, you're going to rent space somewhere else. You're not going to be a business owner anymore. And, okay,
no.
That's just got to deal with it because you have an ineffective governor.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Well, it's not just him. We're moving towards a socialist country where mm-hmm. everybody says, you're the bad guy because you were trying to run a business.
Yes.
And just let them move in. And we have no solution other than, Lizzie, you have no heart. That's really what we're
Absolutely.
Saying here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, and I got a lot of the backlash I got is because I said, you want to turn us into a sanctuary state. And they said, well, that has nothing to do with it. And I agree. But my point is that your attention is on these matters and not the people.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm just Lizzie Novak. I wish you all of the best, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Hannity. We'll look forward to seeing what happens if you do go to Washington. I give them hell.
I will. I'll be on Hannity at 4:30 this afternoon, actually on the radio. So if you want to check that out.
Love it. Thank you, dear. Good luck
all right.
to you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.